I'm adjusting to what they say.
You know, we're adjusting well. We're settled. We feel like we're at home. It's great to be in a community where, you know, faith and family is really important. And a lot of Mexican food. I feel back at home.
What are you looking for in terms of recruiting?
Well, we just, you know, again, we have to sign 11 players in 2 years. So we definitely have a daunting task in recruiting. But one that, you know, we know we're going to have to be, you know, patience is a virtue. So we're going to have to get the job done.
Has it been difficult at all getting, I guess, reconnecting, if at all, to the Texas team?
Not at all. I mean, it's been a lot of fun. See a lot of old faces and meet a lot of new ones. And, you know, again, I've always been a recruiting head coach. And then we added Bill Brock, who was Kim's associate head coach at Baylor, who no one knows Texas recruiting better than Bill Brock. So the staff that we put together, brought Sharika Wright back with me. We feel like we have a great staff in place that, you know, has great connections in Texas and across the Southwest.
Have you noticed the level of play improved just in a short amount of time in the last few years in Texas?
Oh, without question. I mean, I think that Houston and Dallas, just in particular, are loaded talent-wise. And, you know, one of the biggest things is for us in Texas to keep those kids in Texas, and not just Texas Tech, but we need to keep our talent at home. And I think you see it with all sports. I mean, Texas is so well-respected because of, you know, educational-wise, I mean, there's not a better place to come and recruit because your kids are going to be prepared academically. And it's such a huge state. There's a lot of talent.
What do you attribute to improvement in talent?
Great high school coaches. I mean, I think without question. And, you know, you've got some of the best high school coaches in the state of Texas as far as teaching the fundamentals. And one of the biggest things I think about Texas that's important is that you have to be employed at the school to coach. In so many states across the country now, you know, and it's okay, I'm not being critical of it, but when you get to spend 8 hours a day with them and coach them, you have that relationship with them. So I love that about Texas high school basketball.
Any similarities or differences between Big Ten and Big 12?
You know, it would be interesting to see. That's quite a frequent question. You know, at Purdue, we were successful because we were big and strong and yet athletic. So we plan to bring that, that combination will work in the Big 12 as well. I know the Big 12 overall is more athletic than the Big Ten, but I think it takes, you know, in the postseason, I think you have to be talented, period, and have great balance as far as athleticism and size and quickness and thickness.
Was the Big Ten more physical than
you? Oh, without question, I would think that, but yeah. I'd be intrigued to see. I mean, it was a very physical, big, tough, as we say, corn-fed league in the Midwest.
Do you think the game's getting more physical, and if so, is that a good thing?
I think that's just because you just have girls that are bigger, faster, quicker, stronger. I mean, they're growing bigger. And so, you know, our game is very physical, and I don't see it getting any less physical.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chris.